Unit 22. The Palace Museum in Beijing. Most museums in China derive their core collections from archaeological finds. One of the notable exceptions is the Palace Museum in Beijing. The Palace Museum is housed in the vast Forbidden City, home and administrative center of the Ming and Qing emperors for well over 500 years. During this time, 1368 to 1911, it was occupied by not only the emperors and their families, but hundreds of court ladies and palace eunuchs. It was, however, forbidden to the common people. Even the highest civil and military leaders could not enter without good reason. All four sides were protected by a moat and high walls, almost 33 feet high, that slant inward from the base, making them extremely difficult to climb. The entire complex covers 182 acres and contains 9,999 buildings, palaces, halls, and courtyards. After China's last emperor abdicated from the throne and vacated the palace in the early 1900s, the Forbidden City became a museum and was opened to the public. Today, both the architectural ensemble and the former imperial collection of art are crowd pleasers. The artworks, which consist of bronzes, paintings, ceramics, and decorative objects, reflect the tastes of China's former rulers. UNESCO has designated the entire complex a World Heritage Site. In addition to the better-known original in Beijing, Taipei also has a National Palace Museum. This curious coexistence and rivalry is a product of China's turbulent modern history. On the eve of its retreat to Taiwan, the nationalist government removed thousands of crates of relics belonging to the Palace Museum in Beijing to the outskirts of Taipei. A complex of pale yellow buildings in traditional Chinese style was built, and the National Palace Museum opened in 1965. Today, the museum boasts of having a collection superior to its rival in Beijing.